Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. It is episode 349, and it's just me in the studio. I got to thinking the other day, I said, you know, I have not been in here just doing an audio podcast in some time. The Monday nights are just so much fun. Allows me to get back and just sort of have fun and hang out with friends and people that are working with me here at TW3, and they're very close friends, and of course, family as well. I've got my two sons and daughters helping us at the family biz here, but also, you know, Lindsay and Michael and Callie and Chris, they're all friends and family as well. So it's fun. It's very fun to be able to do what you love to do and get paid for it. But I got to thinking the other day, when I was talking to Bill Perry, he's launched his podcast, and he was on with us in episode, I forget which episode it was. I'll have to look it up here so I can tell you, but it was just a few episodes back, and he was talking about launching his podcast, and the thing that got him was episode 345, was sitting there staring at a clock and just talking to himself, and it reminded me back, you know, gosh, I guess in 09 is when I started this, and I started it on a first out in the hallway with a, well, it wasn't an Air Mac. Back then it was the white Macintosh laptop, and I forget the name of those. It was the iBook or something. I don't know, but it'll come to me. But it was the older white plastic Macintosh laptops, and I would use GarageBand, and I was using the speaker inside the actual computer and was using it to just record into GarageBand and do a show. And at the time, now here's the funny part, just tells you how, you know, because I'm in technology, and what I sell is marketing solutions, and a lot of times that's based on technology. But check this out. Check how this podcast came to be. When it first started, it wasn't even supposed to be a podcast. What happened was I got into the insurance business, and I was like, you know, I don't like calling my friends, family, and foes. You know, that whole network marketing thing that they want you to do when you first get into insurance. And I got tired of buying just absolutely horrific leads from these lead companies. And at the time, I still couldn't figure out how to use the skill sets and the things that I had learned prior in the music business. I didn't know how to translate that over into the insurance business. And I said, well, what could I do? Well, I knew how to record. I knew how to talk. I've been in, you know, speaking since I was, you know, before my early 20s, you know, earlier than that. I was speaking at churches and small groups and different things and teaching and all that. And so talking has never been difficult for me. Shocker. But I was like, how can I get out in front of people and sell more insurance? And so it occurred to me, okay, I've got some friends that I know in the local area here and some areas outside of where I lived that owned radio stations, because I used to, back in the music business, I used to advertise a lot on radio, AM radio specifically, because my audience was typically an older, more affluent audience, and they were listening to talk conservative radio. And so I knew these guys, I knew some of the owners, I knew how to get in contact with them. And it's like, hey, I want to record like a 30-minute show on Saturday and have it played on your station. What can we do? Some of them gave me the airtime for free and put commercials in it. And others said, well, you got to pay for the airtime. But then I went out and raised my own money and had commercials. So that's why in those very, very early podcasts, you will actually hear commercials of local businesses, restaurants and things. And so the long or the short, this whole podcast got started by being a radio show. I wasn't even thinking about podcasting. And podcasting was really, I mean, it really launched in 03, 04, and 05. I mean, it just sort of, and so here it is in 08, end of 08, first of 09, you know, and I done missed the, you know, the technological wave that was going on. I mean, it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. Don't get me wrong. It's not that it's dead yet, but it's just my mindset was, okay, I'm going to record this radio show so that I can play it to a local market. And as I did that, I was like, well, it's already an MP3 file. And I've already got a blog, so I'll just put it on my blog as well. And something crazy happened. It took off. It literally took off. And more people, I got connected to out in Texas and out in Oklahoma and out in the Georgia area, of course. And just now, fast forward years later, we've got over 10,000 downloads a week. And now we're streaming on YouTube, and we'll have 300 or 400 in the first few weeks. And then over time, we've had some to get up to 20,000, you know, downloads or hits or looks or whatever they call it. And so, it's been amazing. Absolutely amazing. But anyway, when I get back, I want to answer a question that came in, from a member. So I'll play that. And then, I want to start doing this maybe more and more, just, probably on Monday nights, we'll have the live podcast. And then on Thursdays here, we'll just play like a little 20-30 minute cursor to coming up to promote the coming Monday night, because I love having the live podcast because it allows me to see people popping up and asking questions, and of course having everybody in here in the studio and just chatting. But I'm sort of missed just getting here and, well, just talking to you. I don't know, it's just something about that. So I was like, well, you know, I don't have to do one or the other. I can do both. I've got the technology here and I know how to do it. So I said, hey, let's just go ahead and do this. So we're going to play a little commercial here and we will be right back after this. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to see your business explode in 2019? Last year of March 2018, we had our first conference where we had a small group of 25 entrepreneurs come together. Out of 25 entrepreneurs, 23 of them exploded this past year. And we're doing it again this year, March 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. This three-day event is going to inspire you. It's going to inform you. And it's going to illustrate for you exactly how people just like you are taking their lives to new levels. You want to earn more? You want to enjoy more? Do you want to experience more? Then come to the You Are Worth More Conference this year, 2019, in Greenville, South Carolina. Register now at worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. And we're back. So listen, guys, if you want to take your money, your business, your life to new levels, I'm telling you, you are going to want to be at the conference this coming March. I'm telling you. And we still have tickets, so get over there and get your tickets while they're still available. We've got about 20, I think, left. And I promise you, as it gets closer, it's going to be harder and harder to get. And we're having it catered. And we've got some just incredible speakers that's going to inform you, going to inspire you, going to help you take your money, your business, your life to new levels. So make sure you go over to worthmoreconference.com and get that. So listen, I had a question come in earlier. And I was supposed to answer this actually on a membership training, but I thought, hey, I'll just give people a taste of what the training questions sound like sometimes when they come in to me. And so I thought, well, hey, I'll just play this to the normal crowd. And of course, I'll send this to him as well so he can get a recording of this. But here's a question that came in, and let me get it queued up here. I think this is from Steve Driscoll. So let me get this queued up so you can hear Steve's question.
Hello, Terry. This is Stephen Driscoll. I am a recent sales rep and trainer. My first question is, I recently was talking to an insurance agent about our Plus package and its lead generation software. And to go further, he wanted to see a sample of those leads he could obtain from that software to appraise the quality of those leads. Is there a way that I could provide for him some samples of those leads with his preferred filters?
Great question, Steve. You know, a lot of times when you're talking to people about TW3 as a tool, not just a business opportunity, they tend to want to see, you know, some sort of sample or some sort of way of wrapping their minds around, you know, how does this thing work? And one of the things you got to understand about, especially insurance agents, but real estate agents and people in the professional fields like that, that are doing one-to-one stuff, is they are conditioned to buy leads. You know, in the insurance world and in the real estate world, there's really two ways of generating business. I'm either going to go out and call my friends, family, and foes, as I like to say, or I'm going to buy leads from these lead generation companies like All Web Leads, NetQuotes, and different companies like that. And so it's hard to find insurance and real estate guys that are just sort of in that mindset that, hey, I can be my own lead generating company. But I would tell you, in our philosophy here at TW3 is born out of the fact that I was in their shoes. I not only sympathize, but empathize with their struggle being an independent agent. And so the first thing you got to do is you got to sort of recalibrate their thinking a little bit and let them know we don't sell leads. We sell the tools that the lead generation companies use to generate leads. And not only do we sell the software and the tools, the digital online tools that do that, we sell the training and the strategy on how to use these. Because here's the thing, I've said it many times, but it does me no good or anyone else to go out and buy a landing page software, a website, a data system, a voice broadcast dialer, bulk text or bulk email, or all of these different various tools. You know, what good is it if you don't know how to put it all together into a system that works? And so that's our magic sauce. So you sort of have to recalibrate them that we're not selling you leads. So there's no, you know, sample lead that I can send you. But here's what you can do. If you will notice in your back office, you can go to your back office and the top row in the middle of your dashboard, it says welcome training toolbox lead system webinars and admin. If you will go under lead system, you will see right there most of our what we call engagement tools. We have three different types of tools that are categorized this way at TW3. We have engagement tools, capture tools, and dripping tools. Okay, engagement tools, I engage the client for the first time. I'm cold calling them or cold texting them or cold emailing them. In other words, they don't know me. They know nothing about me, but I'm trying to turn them into just a general data piece out there into a actual person that knows about me and maybe will give me the permission to market to them. And so under your lead system, that's where your engagement tools are in the middle of the dashboard right there. That's where you're going to see your voice broadcast dialer, bulk texter, bulk emailer, and all of those things. Those tools right there, most of them have a data system tied to it that we wholesale to you. So if you go to not First Data, that's a merchant account. But if you go to USA Data, Melissa Data, Sales Genie, all of these companies, InfoFree.com, these companies will sell you data lists, filtered, scrubbed data lists. They're not leads, they're data, okay? But they will sell you a data list of filtered, scrubbed, sometimes even opted-in leads, which means that you can then text and email them, and that's why we get opted-in leads. And you then market to them. You drive them either into your extension in a call center, you drive them to a landing page, you drive them to the next step of lead generation, which is basically capturing, hey, you heard a preliminary reason why you should respond. Here is why. Can you give me your information? Give me permission to then engage you and talk even more. And that's that capture tool. So I'm getting a little thick in the weeds here, but you're asking, how can I give this guy a sample or something that just sort of gives him a little taste of what TW3 is all about? Outside of the webinars we give you that gives you a demonstration of the system, which he can get over at leadsbyterry.com, you can go in your back office and we wholesale you 1,000 names, numbers, and email addresses for like $5.99 per 1,000. Now, if he went to First Data, I keep saying First Data, if he went to USA Data, if he went to Melissa Data, he went to any of these other companies, he's going to spend a minimum of $50, most of the time up to $100 for this quality of data. Okay. And then he can call them. Hey, this is so-and-so. I sell such and such. Do you have time to, you know, hear about this thing? But that's what he has. What we would give him is the same thing, but he would then have a tool to automate that process so that he's not cold calling. He's not doing the work and getting hung up on. He's being taught how to take that data, put it into a dialer, or put it into a bulk texter, or put it into a bulk emailer, and come up with a very compelling reason why they should respond and give him an opportunity for just a few moments of their time. And we do that through what's called marketing incentives. Marketing incentives are free coffee, free gas, free food, a free book, a free this, a free that. In other words, I'm answering the old adage of what's in it for me. Because as soon as I can answer that, I can get more and more people to respond. And so that's the whole, you know, you got to recalibrate their mindset. We're not going to have a quote unquote lead to sell them or a lead to give them, but we can give them a component of our lead system. You know, you can give them a few filtered, scrubbed data lists that would have a name number, but these folks haven't heard anything. They're not responding to anything. They're just data. And someone that's maybe not as sophisticated or doesn't understand marketing to this level, and there's nothing wrong with that. You've got to start somewhere. But a legitimate, logical question would be, well, then why not just pick up a phone book? Well, I'll tell you why. A phone book doesn't tell you their age, their income. It doesn't tell you their credit rating. It doesn't tell you anything about them. It just has their name, number, and address. This has all we can. That's what's called filtered. We filter that information out to, because if you're selling, for instance, final expense life insurance and you start calling 20-year-olds, you're wasting your time. So it's filtered by age. Or you start calling people that's of between the ages of 55 to 80, whatever the underwriting criteria is for that particular product. Well, then you could say, okay, I've got that, but can they afford it? And that's why you want to filter toward income. Or maybe you're selling a product that's not even insurance. It's contingent upon their ability to get underwriting and finance. Well, then if you're calling people with a 550 FICO score or lower, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody to loan the money. So that's the value in a filtered list. And then the term scrubbed means that you can actually call them and not get in trouble with the FCC. They're scrubbed against the national do not call list. And so to get that kind of information typically costs $50 to $100 when you go outside of these other companies. We, as a lead generation company that buys millions and millions of leads a year, or data, not leads, we get this at an incredible, incredible discount, and we pass that discount on to what it cost us, basically. So if you go to our store at TerryWilson3.com, we'll sell that kind of data to the general public for anywhere from $29 to $49. But for our members, you can get that data for $5.99. As a matter of fact, if you want to turn around and wholesale it to him for $10, you doubled your money and you've still been able to give him a sample of some of the data. So that's how I would handle that. So I hope I answered your question. Great question. So you've got to recalibrate. You got to recalibrate his thinking, because if he's thinking he can buy leads from us or you, he's going to be aggravated unless you know how to use these tools to generate the leads for him. And we have tons of members that that's how they do their business. They actually use these tools and they just turn around and sell leads to their clients. So if that's your business model, then that's what you need to do. You need to just generate some leads and give it to them. But I'm of the opinion you're better off and the client is better served by learning how to generate their own leads. Because the moment you have the skill set, both technical and marketing, to do lead generation with these various tools, is the very moment you're going to find financial freedom in whatever you do. I can be in any business. I literally have about 23 different income streams coming into my business. That's in the insurance, real estate, lending, ministry, coaching and training, trucking. I'm in about, you know, good Lord, 15 different industries and 23 different income streams. And I don't talk to anyone hardly ever a day. And how am I making that money? How am I doing that? Because I know how to generate leads. Because at the end of the day, that is the number one skill set an entrepreneur has got to have. You got to have it. Otherwise, your business growth, your ability to make money is contingent upon third parties. And what if that third party's lead source or lead qualities go down? Well, your business goes down. What if their prices go up? Well, then your cost of doing business goes up. So, I mean, you're always in someone else's hip pocket when you're outsourcing your lead generation. If you've ever watched Shark Tank, one of the things that they'll laugh anybody off the stage is they come in with this great product, service, idea, but they have no ability to generate sales. I mean, Mr. Wonderful, what's his number one question? Well, let's talk about your sales. Why? Because at the end of the day, that's the value of your business. It don't matter if you have the greatest idea in the world. If nobody's buying it, you don't have anything. So we'll be back right after this. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
Hey, do you need cash for business expenses or bill consolidation, inventory, or maybe reinvesting in your business? You know, when money is tight, man, I tell you, business can be stressful. Trust me, I know. So I want to tell you, learn how to leverage money and time with a great product and service that I use all the time at TW3. It's a custom financing opportunity that the terms and the services are totally custom fit for you. It's easy, it's fast, it's secure, and it's at cashmutualstore.com. That's cashmutualstore.com. So what are you waiting for? Do you need inventory or do you need to reinvest in your business? Do you need to start a business? You can grow your business by leveraging easy lending opportunity at cashmutualstore.com. Join the thousands of other entrepreneurs and small businesses we've helped at cashmutualstore.com so you can start taking your income, your business, and your life to the next level. That's cashmutualstore.com. Easy, fast, and secure.
Well, guys, I hope you have enjoyed episode 349. It has been absolutely, well, it's like a trip down memory lane being in here by myself, just talking to, well, I'm not in a closet anymore. I'm actually talking to empty chairs now with microphones facing them and headphones just hanging on them. But it has been fun. So I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope I've been able to give you some value today. Listen, if you would like to get these podcasts when they come out, just go over to terrywilson3.com/iTunes. That's terrywilson3.com/iTunes. And subscribe to our iTunes channel. You can also go get us over at Stitcher. I think you just have to go to stitcher.com and look up Terry Wilson 3. terrywilson3.com, and it'll show you there. Also, we do stream on Monday nights, and we take live questions, and I'm in the studio here bantering with my counterparts, and just, well, we're just having all kinds of fun, more fun than we really should be having. But we would love to have you in the live events with us. And if you want to get on that text list so that we can text you the actual link, because we stream it from YouTube, and you can chat with us there on YouTube, just go over and text at TW3Podcast to 81010. That's 81010. And what you want to text is the word at TW3Podcast. And that's the at sign, not the actual word. So text at TW3Podcast to 81010. And we would love to have you with us and talking to us and bantering with us. But, you know, the one thing we ask everyone is keep it relevant, keep it clean, and keep it positive. Man, we live in such a negative world. We don't need any more negative news, any negative vibes. But if you want to have fun, if you want to see other people having fun, making money, done on their terms, doing something that they're passionate about, as we like to call it, putting a paycheck with her passion, then you'll want to be over there and hear the stories of other entrepreneurs and people that are just launching, how they're doing it, and how you, and this is the most important thing, how you can do it too. And nobody here in this, I can tell you in my room here, and I don't mind speaking on behalf of the Corbetts and Chris and Callie and Lindsay and Michael and Reagan, we all feel very humbled that we've been able to find something that provides for our family and is done in something that we just literally enjoy. So every day we get up, we're doing something that's fun for us, we enjoy, and making money. And that's, man, that's when life just comes alive. So join us on Monday nights, and we'd love to have you with us. We will also be having this conference coming up that you probably heard a commercial about early in the show. Make sure it's tax. Number one, it's tax deductible. So you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your education. But we've got some top speakers and performers in the entrepreneurial space that's going to come in on March 21st through the 23rd and going to just be pouring value into people of how they can take their money, their business, their life. They can make a dent in the universe by doing what they're called to do, what they feel the most passionate about. And that's going to be starting in March on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd in Greenville, South Carolina at the Aloft Hotel. And you can get more information there by going to worthmoreconference.com. That's worthmoreconference.com. And we're going to be having it catered. We're going to give people opportunities to have breakout sessions with me and others, be able to come and have drinks. And I'll buy you a drink if you come to the mixer just to ask me any question. We want to spend as much time with as many people as we can to make the biggest difference in their life, to make the trip and the investment worth it. So until next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. We thank you for checking us out, and well, we'll see you Monday night.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...